Tales from the River Medway. What a brilliant summer for kayaking, launching from Grain on early summer morning, dragging the boats over thick slimy mud, feeling my arms will drop off. I scramble into my cockpit and paddle to deeper water. Then I'm rewarded by the warmth of the sun on my back and the smooth movement of the tide taking us back to base. A flask of tea on Birkwick Island, watching a sailing boat pass. We cut through the quiet silky waters of a lonely marsh with islands of sticky brown mud covered with emerald seaweed. Silence embraces as we enter a bubble of quintessence. A tiny feather carried by the current is within my grasp. We reach the very heart of the marsh. An oyster catcher breaks the silence, piercing my thoughts. I catch the stiff black and white wings vanishing. Curlews fly and call. I picture the curve of their beaks and dappled soft brown bodies. I fly with them over the mudflats. Summer evenings that go on forever. These ancient waters have a stillness like the heron pondering in the shallows. The sun slides down the blue sky, firing up the land. Cormorants silhouetted with bellies full, black wings hanging out to dry in the last moments of the day. Sleek, slender and powerful, reptilian birds of the air and water. With dusk drawing on, out of the water the waxen moon is pulled, a large, round, beautiful orb hanging. We paddle on and hear the low vibrating hum of a ship cutting through the night. On a moody autumn morning, black purple grey clouds are rolling. With a strong southeasterly blowing, we set off, with the wind and the tide going with us. The trees on the bank are turning from shabby green to soft yellow. I soak up and glean the richness. Paddling on past Hu and Dannet Island, the tide is ripping along and taking us with it. The heavens threaten as we arrive at Sharfleet, surfing the waves towards the mudflats. Homeward bound, turning the boat and bracing ourselves for the journey back. My arms become the paddle, muscles start to work, and my stamina is summoned. Waves crash over my kayak, salt water sprays over my face, and my heart thrills. Wind against tide, no stopping, keep going, keep going. A short break at Dannet Island, then press on, paddling and paddling. Muscles ache. My senses dulled, but the Arethusa Adventure Centre is within my sights. I lay on the grass, my head spinning with excitement and adrenaline. The silver birch above me is completely still. The last of her leaves ready to fall. I gather my thoughts and head for home.